Welcome to day 104. We are up to the fourth perek of Maseches Kilayim. Up until now, we've been dealing with Kilayim when it comes to grain, when it comes to vegetation, and now we're moving. Now we're moving to Kilayim when it comes to grapes and vineyards. That's called Kila'e Kerem. It has a lot of its own halachos, unique halachos. For our Mishnayos and all of Mishnayos, really the prakim that are coming up on Kila'e Kerem, we need to know the following. But in order to plant a different sort of produce next to a vineyard, you need to have four amos of empty space in between them. That is called avodas hakerem. It's the area that is generally used to work the vineyard. It's where your plow and the animals would go through. It needed to be a wide space. So between the vineyard and other sorts of produce, four amos. But that is when the other produce is next to the vineyard. Let's say you want to plant produce in the middle of a vineyard. Says our Mishnah, karachas hakerem. Imagine a person wants to, you have this big vineyard, you want to just plow a strip right through it, and in the middle of the, you'll have grapes on one side, grapes on the other side, and in the middle you want to plant a different sort of produce. How wide does that clearing need to be? Beis Shammai Omrim, esrim v'arba amos. It needs to be 24 amos. We have four amos on one side next to the kerem of empty space, four amos on the other side next to the other side of the kerem, and then that leaves in the middle 16 amos to plant. Why do you need 16 amos? The halacha here that we're going to see, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is that in order to be able to plant this field of other sorts of produce in the middle of the vineyard, it needs to be large enough that it looks like its own field. If it's too small, it'll look like you just planted a whole bunch of different produce in the middle of the vineyard. We can't have that. It needs to look like a significant, a gesunt, its own field in the middle there. Generally, Beis Shammai says, a separate field is 8 amos. Now here, there's a problem, because here you have vineyards on both sides, right? You made a clearing in between the two, so you have vineyards on both sides. So he says you're going to need double that amount. You're going to need the amount of two fields, 8 amos close to this side of the vineyard, 8 amos close to that side of the vineyard. So in total, you have the vineyard, then 4 amos of empty space, 16 amos of a field, and then 4 amos of empty space, and then the vineyard starts again. That is 24 amos. Beis Hillel, Omrim, Sheish Esrei Ama, no, you only need 16 amos. Again, 4 of empty space, then 8 amos, and then 4 of empty space. Why does he say 8 amos? Because each field only needs 4 amos for something to be considered a field. And again, since you have grapes on each side, so you're going to need 4 amos next to this one and 4 amos next to that one, that's going to be 8 in total. So again, according to Beis Hillel, you're going to have grapes, then 4 amos of empty space, 8 amos of the other sort of produce, and 4 amos of empty space. So the general principle here is that if you have grapes on both sides, you need a field, a field's worth next to each, and a field, according to Beis Shammai, is 8 amos. So if you have two sides of grapes, then you need 16. And a field, according to Beis Hillel, is only 4 amos. So you're going to need 8 in this case. That is the case of Karach HaKerem. Let's say you want to plant Michol HaKerem. Michol HaKerem is the space between the edge of the field, the edge of the vineyard, until the wall. The general halacha, that of course you need 4 amos next to the vineyard, you're also going to need 4 amos next to the wall, because the wall, no one plants that close to the wall. It's not good for grain. It's not good to plant there. So how much space do you need in order to be able to plant a different sort of crop between the edge of the vineyard and the wall? So, Beis Shammai Omrim, Sheish Esrei Ama, you need 16 amos. Why? You have your vineyard, then 4 amos of clear space, and then you're going to have 8 amos in order to plant the field, and then 4 amos between the edge of the other sort of produce to the wall, because you need that 4 amos there as well. And here it's only 8 amos. That's the general amount. That's the general size for a field according to Beis Shammai. You don't have a kerem on the other side, so it doesn't need to be double that. So 8 amos. Beis Hillel, Omrim, Shteim Esrei Ama. Beis Hillel says you only need 12 amos. Again, you have your vineyard, then you have 4 amos of empty space, 4 amos of another sort of produce, and then 4 amos of empty space to the wall, because again, according to Beis Hillel, a field is already considered a field with only 4 amos. Now we're going to describe what is, we just said, we said what a Karach HaSakerem is. I explained it to you, but the Mishnah didn't say what Karach HaSakerem is. And it said what a Michol HaKerem is. So now the Mishnah is going to explain what each of those are, but it should be easy for us because we already explained it. Ve'ezuhi Karach HaSakerem, what's an example of this first thing of planting a different sort of produce in the middle of a vineyard? Kerem Shecharav Nemto, a field that the middle of it was destroyed. It doesn't literally mean destroyed. It means that there's no grapes in the middle there. You either plowed it, you uprooted them, whatever it is, but there's a space, an empty space in the middle of the vineyard. Im ein sham sheish esrei ama, it's going to take the perspective of Beis Hillel right now, because we paskin like Beis Hillel. So if there aren't 16 amos, lo yavi zera l'sham, then you should not bring any produce. You cannot plant other produce. Again, 16, because it's 4, then 8 amos, because it's 2 fields of 4, and then another 4 amos. Hayusham shesh esrei ama, nosin l'avadasa v'zera es amosar. But if you do have shesh esrei amos, if you do have 16, then great. You can nosin l'avadasa, you can give the amount of the avodasa. We said that's the amount to work the kerem. That is 4 amos. You do 4 amos, 4 amos on each side, and then you can plant the middle part, which is 8 amos. Says Mishnah Beis, and now, ezehu mechol hakerem. What is considered a mechol hakerem? What does it mean when we talk about that second case in the Mishnah? Says the Mishnah, Bein Kerem Legadir. It's the space between the end of the vineyard to the wall. Im Ein Sham Shnei Misrei Amma, again, taking the perspective of Beis Hillel, Im Ein Sham Shnei Misrei Amma, if there aren't 12 Amos, Lo Yavi Zer L'Sham. That means that you definitely need the 4 Amos on each side, so the middle is going to be less than 4 Amos, and that's not enough to be considered a field, so you're not allowed to plant there. Hayu Sham Shnei Misrei Amma, but if there are 12 Amos, Nosin L'Avadaso, then you leave the 4 Amos, and each, you leave the 4 Amos next to the vineyard, and you also leave the 4 Amos next to the wall, because again, no one plants there, it's not good. So then, nosin l'avadaso v'zareya es amosar. And then you can plant the middle part, which is going to be 4 amos. According to Beis Hillel, that's enough for it to be considered a field. So in general, again, Beis Shammai says 8 amos is a field. Beis Hillel, who we paskin like, says 4 amos in a field. And if you have kerem on both sides, then you just need to double that. You need to have a field corresponding to each side of kerem. If not, you just need the amount they say, which is 4 amos. That is Mishnah Beis. We will continue with Mishnah Gimel tomorrow.